Radio Prague News.
Internet sites of several large banks and the Prague Stock Exchange were attacked by hackers on Wednesday. Presidents of the Czech Republic and Slovakia exchanged the highest state distinctions at a ceremony in Brno. And Czech scientists have confirmed that parasites, most often living in cats, trigger schizophrenia. A number of major financial institutions in the Czech Republic were attacked by hackers on Wednesday morning. The websites and internet banking sites of the Czech National Bank and large commercial banks like Česká spořitelna and ČSOB were down for a number of hours due to the cyber attack. The website of the Prague Stock Exchange has also been affected, while smaller banks like mBank and AirBank were not attacked by hackers. Spokesperson from the Česká spořitelna Bank said that customers' personal data has not been compromised. The anti-corruption police has made a series of arrests on Tuesday and Wednesday on massive tax evasion charges. 9 people around the country have been charged so far, with 8 remaining in police custody. According to the police, suspects were involved in tax evasion by issuing phony invoices to each other's companies, with damages to the state running into tens of millions of crowns. During some 30 home searches, detectives were able to secure 45 million crowns in cash, as well as some property. President Klaus and Slovak President Ivan Gašparovič have presented each other with the country's highest state distinctions on Wednesday afternoon at the Villa Tugendhat in Brno. Mr. Klaus presented his counterpart with the Order of the White Lion, First Class, and received the Slovak Order of the White Double Cross. A number of people staged a protest before the event in front of the venue by turning their backs to the arriving President Klaus. A Facebook group called on people to attend the protest and give fake awards to their friends. Villa Tugendhat was the site of the signing of the document dissolving Czechoslovakia in June 1992. Korean state airlines Korean Air are currently the only interested party in the purchase of the loss-making state-owned Czech Airlines. Finance Minister Miroslav Kalousek said on Wednesday that Korean Air has offered 2.64 million euros, or around 64.5 million crowns, for a 44% stake in the company. The offer was appropriate in terms of price, the size of the share, and the strategic value, said Mr. Kalousek. The cabinet, which made an unsuccessful attempt to sell the airlines in 2009, will make the final decision on the sale in the second half of April. At a farewell event with the center-right cabinet on Wednesday morning, outgoing President Václav Klaus criticized Prime Minister Petr Nečas's government for not having fully utilized its potential stemming from the strong support it received in the 2010 elections. Mr. Nečas countered that his government had won parliamentary support for all of the key reform bills it put forward. Mr. Klaus also expressed the opinion that the presidential veto should carry more weight than it currently does. Scientists from the Prague Psychiatric Center have discovered that toxoplasmosis triggers the development of schizophrenia in people who have a genetic predisposition to the mental disorder. Toxoplasmosis, which causes changes in the gray matter of the brain leading to schizophrenia, is a parasitic disease most often transmitted by cats. Up to one-third of the world's population is estimated to carry the parasite, which normally causes no symptoms in healthy humans. The Prague Center's Professor Jiří Horáček will present the full findings of the study to the public on March 11th. The idea of the link between toxoplasmosis and schizophrenia was first pioneered by Jaroslav Flegel, a professor at Prague's Faculty of Science. And as for the weather, it will be sunny with mostly clear skies midweek. Temperatures will reach as high as 13 degrees Celsius, though the second part of the week will see cloudier skies and colder weather. I'm Masha Walensky, and that's all for the news.